I can't believe you just did that. Lady Cersei is an established landowner in Elysium and of great importance to this kingdom and the council. You can't just overrule her and storm off to your bedchamber like a petulant child. Yes, I am allowed to come in. As your captain, your safety is my priority. And right now, I'm saving you from making any more stupid decisions, like the one you just have made. Look at me. You can't just storm off. Especially not because you're tired. Think of what will come of this. Yes, I understand that she was in the wrong to expand into our territory without our consent. But you could have let her rant a little longer. Handle her complaints with a more delicacy and tact. Governing is not just about making decisions, but handling them, delivering them with grace. She does often go on long-winded speeches to the council, yes, but... You're right. It would have ended the same way. Wait. You don't look very well. Are you ill? What is it? It's clearly not nothing. Your eyes are swollen. Princess, have you been crying? Oh, stop that. Like I said, it's my job to protect you. I'm not so useful against diseases, but I can swing my sword well enough and talk. So if you aren't ill, speak. What is wrong? Am I disappointed in you? Since when did you ever give a damn about what I thought? No, don't back away. Just listen. I know you're tired of all the meetings and protocol, but you are a ruler. You're going to have to deal with stress, even if it's created by petty squabbles over scraps of land. It can't be draining to feel empathy for every townsperson, noble and guest, especially after long hours of meetings and formalities. Yes. Oh, what did you call it earlier? Useless filibustering. It's funny. Your father would say similar things in private. He had no love for the games of court, but he did have a deep love for his people. A love that I can see growing in you. You've grown a lot in these past months, Princess, since we first stumbled upon each other at the city outskirts. Surely you've noticed how the people adore you. Yes, really. They say you're a breath of fresh air in these stuffy old halls, that you have fire and spirit. Although I'd just call it being a royal brat. But it seems we may make a queen of you yet. Why are you looking at me like that? Yes, like that. Like I've grown horns and a tail. I can be kind. You just don't warrant it often. Hey, don't hit me, it's improper. I suppose I am rather close, yes. I don't think you mind it, though. Do you? Are you remembering the last time we were alone and this close, Princess? It was several months past, but I have not forgotten. Oh, don't be coy. As I recall, you started it. Started this, whatever this is. I said it wasn't over. That I'd have my revenge. Tell me, Princess, would you like to be taught another lesson today? Well, I can't claim you. Only a king or a consort can do that, but can make you writhe in pleasure like any peasant woman might. That'll take some of the stress of that crown right off. Speaking of, the crown can be very heavy. Would you like me to slide your circlet off for a while, Your Highness? Then let me take it off for you. You are not the future queen with me, understand? Good. Do you have any idea how torturous it is to see you cross your legs like a lady on that throne and know I've been between them? No one in that throne room knows how filthy that benevolent ruler is on the inside. But by the time I'm finished, I want you loud enough, that's half the kingdom will know. Strip your gown. Do it. You wanted to relieve the stress of the crown? Then right now you are not a princess, you aren't even royalty, you're just a woman. Here, let me take this hair clip out. Much better. Why so flushed, my lady? Realizing the dark can't save you now? Don't you dare hide yourself from me. I want to drink this sight in. Come, let me press you against me. Do you feel it? How hard I am to defile my king's heir? What madness have you instilled in me? I can't stop thinking how it just doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense how you're such a primly delicate thing, and yet you're already palming through my pants like a lady of the night. Who said you could? Or that you could bite your lip like that? I think you need to be taught some damn manners. Get on the bed! Gods, that look in your eyes as I remove my sword belt. Do you see something you like, my lady? Now, give me your wrists. I have your hands pinned above you, on your own damn bed, and your body is still rebelling. Grinding against my thigh between your legs as if you can steal that pleasure. Your pleasure is mine to give. Now stop. Stop squirming. Stop squirming and look at me. If you don't behave, I'll drag this out until you can't take it anymore. Now she listens. Keep your wrists above your head. Don't move them until I say. Understand me? Good girl. Your neck is so soft. I can hear your breathing skip when my teeth grace your ear, darling. Are you that pent up? You arrive so deliciously when my palms brush around your breasts and up your inner thighs. So close to where I know you want it, but not quite. This is how I'm going to extract my revenge, by teasing you until you feel how I felt every day since that one in that damn closet. Unraveling you until you forget everything. till you're begging for me to let you release. Starting with these breasts. Nipples hard already, my lady? I've barely started. It is so sweet for being so filthy and needy inside. These calloused hands may be trained for battle, but they have their other uses. Like running over your soft curves. Does it frustrate you? I can hear those sounds you're stifling. Keep your hands right there like a good girl. And tell me what it is you want. Do you want me to twist your nipple and pull? Like this? Or to grab your hip? Like this? And grind myself over that needy spot in your panties, my lady? Or maybe you want... What was that? You want my mouth? Very well then. Let me slide these panties off. Beautiful. Now, without your crown, as at night I outdrank you, you should be asking me, sir, can you use your mouth to please my needy cunt? If you ask it nicely enough, I might even let you touch me. Go on. There's a girl. Speak up now. Very good. Spread your legs wider. So very pretty. You splayed out for me like this. The smooth skin of your thighs just begging me to mark them. And this wet cunt, so swollen for me. What's that? Oh, you need to touch me. Well, well. A fiery air is so very amicable and polite now. You may. So wet for me already. How long I've wanted to do this. Perhaps we aren't on our own. But this will do. I can feel you arching, your hips bucking. Struggle all you want against my firm grasp, princess. I will not rush this. I want to save you. Oh, how you gasp when I flick my tongue across your clit, pulling my hair and moaning so out of control. I can feel the heat radiating from you. You're so slick. I wonder if you're as wet on the inside. Fuck. You're gripping my finger so tightly. Perhaps what you said about your inexperience is true then. Just relax your mind, my princess. Your body knows what it wants. I can feel it throbbing. Does that spot feel good? Was that a please, sir? so obedient for me. It's almost too bad. Your poor swollen clit doesn't know what to do with such pleasure. I can feel your pulse in my hand, racing. Here, take another finger. Nice and slow. That's a good girl. Hearing you moan so openly, with your eyes in the daze as you watch me bring you to the edge with only my mouth and fingers, you are just too sinfully seductive to be a noble, your highness. Tell me, do you like being fucked on my fingers? How I hold you down and rub that spot inside of you over and over, stretching you a little more open each time. You can't deny it. You act polite and dignified in public, but I know deep down this is what you were hoping for, to be claimed and made to come helplessly. There we go. Now you're being more honest. You moan some music to my ears, Your Majesty. That was a big squeeze. Are you going to come in front of me, Your Highness? Come in my mouth like the dirty girl you are? I thought I would make you wait, but your shuddering is driving me crazy. Don't fight it. I want to see. Come, Princess. Come for me. You were magnificent. Have I finally rendered our sovereign speechless? I thought I'd never see the day. Come here. Shh. I know I'm still hard, but give yourself a minute. You're not in any condition to attempt to take care of it. I'm not a mother hen. Don't mistake this moment of kindness for weakness, my lady. I'll still be knocking your royal ass to the ground at training tomorrow. If you're that concerned, rest now, and perhaps in a few minutes we'll recap our first lesson. Yes, I can stay. I should perhaps leave before dawn, though. It might cause quite a stir when your handmaids come in. Don't say things like you don't care, Princess. You must. But I won't deny I'm pleased that you wish me to remain. Rest your eyes. I will be here. When you call for my aid, I will come. I serve you. Not just to kill your enemies, but also to soothe your worries and fears. Call me and I will be here for you. That is my promise. A knight to his queen. Rest now.